So we are up to the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top, Memchai Samad Aleph. That's what we're up to. The Mishnah just told us that if a person starts a bana, he can use the bar on the street, on the highway, because that is hefker, and he can't use the shul because that is a partnership. Now, one of the situations, one of the ways to get out of this, how do you get out of this situation? There's a shul. Two people can't have pleasure from each other, and now they can't go to heaven and shul. So what do? Now, the simplest answer would be make up, shake hands, go be matinetter, and you'll be fine. But that's not what's happening. So he's giving you a different answer. And that is, they should write their own part of the shul and give it as a present to the nasi. They should give it as a present to the nasi. The nasi is the man in charge. Give it as a present to the nasi. We'll get to why we're picking on the nasi. We'll get to in a minute. From Yudheimer, Echad Kaisub the nasi, Echad Kaisub the hedjet. You don't have to give it to the nasi. You can give it to a third party. Meaning, Reuven and Shimon can't have pleasure from each other. They can't go to shul because part of the shul belongs to Reuven and part of the shul belongs to Shimon. So it's very simple. Reuven and Shimon should write that they're giving this their part of the shul as a present, either to the nasi or to anybody, to Levi, to Yehuda. And now they don't own any part of the shul, so they can both go to shul because they're not having pleasure from each other because they don't own the shul. What is the difference if you give it as a present to the Nasi or do you give it as a present to Levi or Yehuda? Because the Kais of the Nasi ain't Tarach Liskais. No kinyan has to be made, and we'll see why. You don't have to make a kinyan. You can write saying, I am giving my share to the Nasi. The Nasi doesn't have to get the star. No kinyan has to be made. It belongs to the Nasi. But the hedjet, Tarach Liskais. But if you want to give your part of the shul to Levi or Yehuda, so then you have to make a kinyan. Doesn't work without a kinyan. So therefore, you would have to make a kinyan, hand a star, saying that I am giving a present to Levi, to Levi. Now he gets the star saying he owns Reuven's share in the shul, and Shimon's share, or they can get two different people, whatever they want. But what it allows them to do is it allows Reuven and Shimon to come to shul because they're not having pleasure from each other. Both have to be zaycha. The nasi is not a shortcut. You would have to give it to somebody to be kinder for the nasi. I mean, there's no reason the nasi shouldn't want it. It's a schus for him to be involved in this. So I don't know if you have to go to the nasi's house and get an audience with him to be able to give it to him. I think somebody be kinder for him, but somebody has to be kinder. So he did the nasi ala b'haiva. They picked the nasi, and the reason they picked the nasi is because haiva. Now, there's different ways to explain haiva. Simplest shot is, if you give it to Levi, what happens if you and Levi get in a fight? And he owns the part, and he can't have it off of his part. You give it to the Nazi's not answering anybody, but no, it's not their thing. So, Nazi's a safe bet. Give it to the Nazi, that's the normal thing. That's the best solution. If you can give it to anybody, but if you give it to the Nazi, that's your safest bet. That's why they said, Kaisim Nechasim Lenasi. There's no Mila in the Nasi. According to Yehuda, there's a Mila. You don't have to go through the motions of Kenyan. You can just write it and it becomes the Nasi's automatically. We'll see in the Rush why. But according to Rabbanan, there is no difference, except it makes sense to give it to the Nasi. It avoids future problems. The Yehuda Eimer, Ein Anche Gau, Tzichelis Geis, Dichtas, Shukar Kasu Abasein HaYedeya. You don't have to write it. In Golo, they've all given away their share to the Nasi a long time ago. Because they fight, and they had these same problems. So, Reuven's great-grandfather and Shimon's great-grandfather already took care of this. They don't own any part in the shul to begin with. Their great-grandfathers gave away their part way back when they built the shul. So therefore, you don't have to go through it again. It's done. In Golo, it's done. Because there was enough fighting and go going on a show that to avoid the problem, they all gave their share to the Nasi. Mashenke, in other sections, not necessarily was there fighting going on. Also, if they built a new show, so you can't count on the forefathers weren't there. We're talking about a show that's existing, and Reuven inherited his share from his dad, and from his dad, and from his dad, in Gullo, it's been done already. They've been fighting long enough to take care of it already. Okay, Zakhtar Rush.
How does it work without a kinyan?
Zakhtar Rush, okay. This is a machlokes we tried, by the way. but the Rashi is going to say his pshat, so I want to learn his pshat first. Hakaisim chalka l'nasi, b'gemara mefarish. El shakaisim l'nasi tzarech l'zeskais. Ready? It's up to Rush. Mekvayda shal nasi, because of the honor of the nasi, tiknu, sheyikna b'loi kinyan b'zavazah. The Chachamim made a takana that the nasi can acquire without a kinyan. It probably works in the getter of Hefker, Bezen Hefker, that Bezen has a right to make takanas and monetary things. So it probably works with the getter of Hefker, Bezen Hefker. Ran uses the lashon Yafe Kayach Hanasi. That's how the Ran learns. They ask, what does that mean? They say, this is what I saw an explanation in the Ran. Again, the Rush is clear. They made a takana that a Nasi doesn't have to have a kinyan in these things. The Nasi is on a pedestal. He's the head. Made a takana. It works probably with the Gidra Hefka Bezen Hefka. Now, the Ran says it's because the Ran uses the word Yafa Kaya Hanasi. I saw an explanation. What happens if part of the shul is not owned by anybody? Default is it goes to the Nasi. Because since he's the head of the city, so it's his responsibility, he's the head. So by default, if nobody owns it, he owns it. The shul has to be owned, not Hefker. So he gets the parts of the shul that are not owned. So basically, when you write it to the Nasi, according to the Ran, basically what we're saying is that he gets it because he gets anything that's not owned. We're not leaving parts of the shul on not owned. The Kayach of the Nasi is that he owns the non-owned parts. And therefore, you don't have to write it to him with a kinyan. You just have to give up your kinyan. It becomes like Hefker, and he gets it automatically. That's how that's all explained. Again, the Rush says differently. We're responsible for the Rush. So the Rush says it's because of Takana. Santa Gemara. On my mitzvah. Now, when you read the Mishnah, and you didn't explain it like me, Hakaisim Chalka L'Nasi seems to say it's part of what's usher. You're usher in the street, in the market square, in the bathhouse, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Aron Kodesh, in the Sfarim, and Kaisim Chalka L'Nasi. And you're usher to what was written to the Nasi. That's how the simple reading of the Mishnah is. I read it like the Maskana of the Gemara, that there's a period before Hakaisim Chalka L'Nasi, and Hakaisim Chalka L'Nasi is something totally different. But if you read the Mishnah, without knowing the Maskana of the Gemara, and without looking at the Mefarshim who cheat and tell you the Maskana of the Gemara, I don't mean cheat in a bad way, you would say that your usher in the square, in the bathhouse, in the show, are Nakaidish, the Swarim, and to whatever was written to the Nasi. Why am I usher to what was written to the Nasi? What has the Nasi got to do with the fight of Reuben and Shimon? And for the Gemara, Hagid Kodiyu, Mata Kantan, how can you correct that they should be able to use the bathhouse in the show? Yichtavu chalka l'nasi. That means the Gemara is answering the way I explained it. No Rashi. Did I finish the Mishnah? Yeah, I did finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudaimer, ain't I skipped the parentheses, it's a repeat. Rabbi Yudaimer, ain't I gold chich and liskais, shkvar kasu avisei na yudea. Tanya Rabbi Yudaimer, anche gold kantranim hayu. The people of God will fight. They quarrel. They always are quarreling with each other. What? Quarreling with each other. And they always used to ban each other with Anna. So they built in a solution. So the elders, meaning the heads of Gaul, decided the way we live is going to be a problem all the time. So let's give it all to the Nazi and we won't have to worry about community-owned things. Because we're giving up our share to the Nazi, either the way the Rush learns or like the Ram, whatever way you want to learn, it works. So that was the solution built into Gaul. So community Gaul doesn't need a solution. It's a built-in solution from generations ago. This is the style of living in Gaul. You argue with your friends. Get angry at your friends. That's the way it was. Dr. Mishnah Bait. If somebody bans Hanoah from his friend, and the guy doesn't have what to eat. Now, this is a repeat of the Mishnah before. Because the Mishnah before already told us, go to a storekeeper and take care of it. Why is the Mishnah repeating it here? So, the Rush right away says, And again, let me just say what it means. Nice nalaga l'shem matana. Give it to somebody as a present. It's the same thing we had before. You're traveling on the road with three people, or you have a bunch of people, and the guy can't, he has nothing to eat. You give it to somebody as a present, then he can have it. What is the Mishnah repeating? What it said in the last Mishnah. I mean, way back in the last Mishnah of the fourth Perek. Why is the Mishnah repeating this? So the Rosh says right away, before we were talking about a situation when you're traveling, where there are less options available. So there we allow somebody to give it as a present, and the other guy can use it. Even in a city, you can rely on this if the guy is stuck. Now again, this heter of giving it to a present that he can use it, right, is only mutter because the guy is in need. If the guy has what to eat, it's time you want to give him a present. We're not fond of giving it to a third party so he can get it. It's not, we don't like it. I don't want to say the word usher, but the Rabbanim do not like this. We don't give something, you don't try to take a legal loophole around the netter. Now, if you're selling it or giving it away because you want to sell it and give it away, because hey, but if you're only doing it so he can get it, the Rabbanim don't like it. They don't like it. So, if the guy doesn't have what to eat, it's okay. So we would think, that's good when you're traveling. There's only three people here. So, what are you supposed to do? There's very few options. I say, so we're monitoring. How about if you're in a city? There's a lot of people that can feed this guy. You decide you want to take care of him. Is it mutter then? Again, it's Eilei Mayeichel. The recipient, the guy who's going to ultimately get it, has nothing to eat. He's in the same position. But you're in the middle of a city. There's a community here. You can go to the Chavani. But you don't have that Chavani that you trust will take care of it. So you want to give it to somebody who that he can take it. He can get it. Are you allowed to or not? You're in a community. So this Mishnah, even in a community, you can do it. That which we don't like, or I'll use the word aser, even though it doesn't say beferish, that you should give it to somebody as a present for the sole purpose that he can use it, that is, sir, only as if he has what to eat. But if he has nothing to eat, you don't have to make a difference whether you're the only guy that can do it, or you're one or two that can do it, and there's, in a community, 500 people that can do it. That's not your cheshbon. He doesn't have what to eat, it's mutter.
Another kind of issue. I thought when we learned in the field,
there were two things there. It was the third party you gave it to him as a present, and if you're alone with him, it was Hefker, it was Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbanu, whether we allow that or not. But that was because there was nobody. Here we're talking about there was another person. So the Mishnah said, Nice Lachal Shematana back on Dav. I believe it was a Mem Gimel of an Aleph. Here. Hay Mahalchim B'dayach Leilam Ayaychal. Nice Lachal Shematana, Nice Lachal Shematana, Balam Mutaba. Before Hefka. Now, if there's nobody here, you resort to Hefka. Now, if there's one guy here, give it to him. How about if there's 150 people here? There's so many other people that can take care of this. You might think you're not allowed. So, the Mishnah here, you are allowed because it's Ein Lema Yeichel. Can't hear you. Nothing you can do. But it's less of a harama. Legally speaking, if you give it to somebody as a present, he doesn't have to give it to the guy either. But we're trying to avoid things that look like, come on. You know what I mean? So the more removed it is from that come on, we're better off. I can't hear you. It's just noise. By the way, I don't want anybody to think I'm hard of hearing. Baruch Hashem, I'm not. But it's the noise behind me that's a constant. I don't know what it is, but something's making noise back there.
And
what?
Or in the city in the last Mishnah.
Why is it a separate Mishnah? I don't know. Point to the right, I don't know. Others want to say that this is a repeat. And the reason the Mishnah repeated it is because of what the Mishnah wants to tell you right now, a new thing. But the Rosh doesn't learn that way. The Rosh learns it's a Chiddush. And we're learning Rosh, so that's why I didn't say that answer. The other Rishonim, they say it is a repeat. It's a repeat. I'm sorry?
What's
bothering Dr. Harris is why there are three Mishnahs in between that case and this case. Right, that's what the other Rishonim said. The Rush doesn't say that. And the other Rishonim say, we want to lead into our next discussion. So we repeated it to lead into our next discussion. Now, why didn't we have that next discussion back there? I don't know. But they say it's repeated. They talk and learn it is a repeat. But the Rush says it's not a repeat. So your question stands according to the Rush. Why wait this year? Could have done it there. Maybe because over there we were interested in that last case of Hefker. That was the thrust of that Mishnah, the Machlokes to do Hefker. Where if you brought in the whole city, it would, you know. Again, I'm not, I don't know. That Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it, I don't know. Sometimes. Here is the famous story of Beis Chayrin. It's quoted throughout Shas as Matnas Beis Chayrin. We had this term. This is where the story is. Now, there's going to be two pshatim in this story, in the Gemara. So, I will explain it without saying what the Gemara is going to say. And people are going to say, what? We're going to see. But let's give the Mishnah a chance first, and then the Gemara a chance. Dad was not allowed to have pleasure from his son. Whether it was his own choosing or his son's choosing, we'll assume the dad did it. That way, the son can't be matir neder. It's not his neder. Dad said, I will never have an offer from my son. He made a neder. And, son was marrying off his son, whose grandson. So dad, who can't have pleasure from his son, was now going to miss his grandson's chasana because the son was paying for the chasana. It's his chasana. It's his food. Right? You're serving the guests, but it's your food. And the dad can't have anah from the son, so he's going to miss the wedding. So the son felt very bad. He wants his dad by the chasana. Chatzar is suda. My chatzar, where the chasana is going to take place, he owns that too. And the meal, nesunim einam lefanecha, are given to you. The einam lefanecha, now this is going to be a shayla in the Gemara, but I'm going to translate it simply. They're only yours, they're only yours, so my father should be able to come. I want my father to be able to come. So I'm giving it to you so my father should be able to come. That's Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah. So the recipient of the present said, not dad, not son, not grandson, but somebody else who's receiving the present. Oh, you're giving it to me? I'm giving it to Hegdash. Now, Mr. Son is a very unhappy camper. It's not what he meant here. That wasn't his purpose. Amar, Nesati Lacha Shali, Shetagisham Shemayim, did you give me your thing? Did I give you my thing so you should make it Hegdish? I mean, is that what I wanted? Give you a right to make it Hegdish? Amalai, Nesati Lia Shalach, Asteata Vicha, Eichle Mishaisim Misratim Zeluza. Yeah, you gave me your thing, so your father and you should sit and eat and make up. The oven tali bereishi. The some guys bereishi, some guys bereishai, referring to himself. And you want the avera to be the pay. I should get the avera of bringing your father in to have anah from you because it's not a real present. You're not giving it to me. The rye is, if it's mine, I should be able to do whatever I want, right? I can't do whatever I want. That means you didn't give it to me. So you know what you did? It's a facade. You want to feel great, and I'm an accomplice in your avera. That's what you want. You don't want to have that avera, so this way you'll blame it on me. But meanwhile, you and your father are eating at your meal, and I'm guilty because I acquiesced to play the role of the guy who received the non-present. So I said, referring to himself in third person, it should be dependent on the person who was the accomplice.
Something,
I said, that's what we need the Gemara for. Meaning, at this point, I didn't address that. That's going to be two parts of the Gemara. We'll see when we get there. Amru Chachamim, Ko Matana. Now, this is the difficult line. Ko Matana. She'ena she'megdisha te'edluk deshes, ena matana. Any present that if you don't, you can't donate it to Hegdish, this is simple wording, is not a present. The recipient of the present has to have the right to make it Hegdish. He didn't, that's not a present. Now this is a big problem, because there's a matana manas lahachzer that's recognized as a present. You can't make it Hegdish. You can make conditions in your present that limit the ownership of the recipient. You can give a guy a present and say it's yours on the condition you don't make it Hegdish. There's no thing withholding that. So what does the Gemara mean? Any present, the Mishnah means, that he can't make Hegdish is not a present.
Any present without a condition.
But it's not true. There means no conditions in presents? Not true. And Sukkot morning, a guy who doesn't have an Esrog and Lulav comes over to me and says, can I use your Esrog and Lulav? I give it to him, but Matana Manas Lahachzer. There's a condition there. If he makes it Hegdish, it's not a present, over and done with. I mean, he has no right to make it Hegdish, yet it's his Lulav and Esrog. This is the problem that the Rishayim deal with. Right? Why? What does the Mishnah mean? If he can't make it Hegdish, it's not a present. It's not true. So let's see how the Rush explains it, if he does.
I wonder why, not a tremendous great thing that he brought his father and his son together, because they're coming there, Imatineder, that's not a issue.
Well, the father didn't go after the Imatineder.
No, I get it, not yet.
So what happens is he didn't come to the meal and eat and enjoy himself and get in a good mood, and then he might be Imatineder, but meanwhile he did an Isser. You know, it's very nice that ultimately maybe they'll make up. That's what he said, Mishratim Zelazah. But that's not going to happen before he eats. That happens on a full stomach. What?
Everything goes through food.
It's all about food. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Don't they say that? Isn't that a saying?
The third party, is he really doing any kind of an issue by feeding the father?
It's not a present. He's an accomplice. Can you be an accomplice to somebody doing an Isser? It's not Lizneh either. But it's an accomplice. It's a Messiah. He's facilitating an Aver.
He gave it to him as a present.
But he didn't, because he can't make it Hegdish.
Right.
Well, so again, we're going back to this question. Dr. Rush, Kol Matana Im Le Nigmara. It's not complete. She Magdish Ein Mukadeshes Ein Matana. The Yesvarim Garsi. Now the Rush said there's a second Gersa, but it means the same thing. It's just a more complicated Gersa. There Gairis She Magdish Mukadeshes. Kol Matana She Magdish Mukadeshes. V'Hachi Perushai. The second gear is saying that the words are any present that doesn't allow me to make it Hegdish, which is similar to what. See, there's two gears. Let's go back to the line of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Amru Chachamim, Kol Maktana She'ena. That it doesn't work, Shemagdisha Tei Mukadeshes. That's the second Gersh in the Rush. It doesn't allow Hegdish, Eina Matana. The first Gersh said, Ko Matana She'ena, Shemagdisha Eina Mukadeshes. Any Matana that didn't work. And the proof is, because you make it Hegdish, it's not Hegdish. It's the same thing, it's just how you word it in the Mishnah. Is it any Matana that doesn't work, that he could be able to make it Hegdish? Or is it any matana that didn't work? The proof is because he can't make it Hegdish. It's the exact same thing. The wording is different. One is Shein Magdish is the proof that the present wasn't a present. And the other one is it wasn't enough to make it Hegdish. It's whether Shein Magdish Shein Mukadeshes is a proof to Shaina, or Shein Magdish Mukadeshes It's not to that level, therefore ain't a matana. It's the exact same shot, just different ways of wording the same thing.
The Rabbanim are really just explaining, they're not saying a new halacha, they're just explaining the mechanics that the Lamaisa did not end up coming hegdish.
And therefore it's not a matana.
Right.
So that means any matana you can't make the hegdish, if the question is still there. Matana you can't make hegdish, not a matana.
I understand, right, I'm saying that.
100%. They're trying to explain why it's not a present. Now, so the question goes back, why is this different than Matana Manas Lahas? So the way they explain it is as follows. There's different ways of explaining it. A Matana Manas Lahas is not limited to everything. You can do Sheikh Lulav. You can, if you want, you can take it and show it to 10 people, tell them what a beautiful estrid you have. It's not limited, except one thing, you have to give it back. Here we're not saying the fact that you can't make it hegdish. I can give a guy a present, I'm an honest, he doesn't make it hegdish. But he can do five other things with it. Here, the guy used hegdish to prove that the guy didn't mean the present at all. It wasn't a condition in giving it to me, and you limited me from five things or one thing or 20 things. It was not a present. I had no right to do anything but what you want done. Hegdish is the way we express it because that's what the guy tried to do to prove his point. So we say, in this case, that he can't make it hegdish, it's not a present. But it's not the hegdish that bothers us. I don't care if you can make it hegdish or not. You can give a guy a present and say you can't do A, B, and C. You can do that. He can do D, E, and F. He can do F, H, I, and J. This guy can't do anything but make the party. He can't sell it. He can't make it hegdish. He can't eat the party. He can't do anything. He has no right to anything except to make the party. So again, let me explain. Let me just finish explaining. Hegdish is the, in Yiddish we would say, the proba, the test, that the guy doesn't mean to give me a present. It's not only that I can't make it hegdish. I can't give it to anybody else. I can't eat it up. I can't have my kids come here and destroy the party. I have no rights. I, the Mishnah, uses hegdish because that's the way he made the test. He tested it by saying, I want to make it hegdish. And the guy goes, oh, no, you can't make it hegdish. I never meant that. It wasn't on the condition you don't make it hegdish because then he can do 40 other things with it. You can limit a person's receiving a present by making conditions. But if you took away his whole right to do anything, then you didn't give him a present. The Mishnah is using hegdish to show that this is what the guy meant. He never meant it. Hegdish was the way the guy tested him. But what if you would have said, okay, I'm calling my kids, bringing my einikluch and my friends, and we're going to eat up the whole meal. The guy would go ballistic. That means he didn't mean to do anything. Hegdish is the test. It's not the reason. So even though the Mishnah makes it sound that he'd be able to make it hegdish to be a present, Mishnah doesn't mean that. The Mishnah means this test showed us that the guy didn't want to give a present. The test was hegdish, but it's not hegdish that makes the difference. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. Yes?
Is that idea subjective or objective? Meaning the guy wants the kibud of being the conduit that through him... The
he doesn't want it. He said, I don't want to be that.
I think theoretically this was a situation where he was happy to be the conduit. Even
it would be an answer. He never got the present. You know, if you can't do anything with it.
Even if he's happy and would chase after this opportunity, it still
he doesn't have ownership. Ownership means I do something. I can't do anything. I'm not an owner.
Reminded of is a guy writes like a fake debt that he could have, build up his credit or whatever. So here, this guy could say that,
Again, he has no ownership.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, let's put it this way. You can own something that you're very limited in using, but you can't receive a present that gives you no rights. It's a joke. The guy never meant to give it to you. The rye is, he's put you in a straitjacket. You can't do a thing except what he wants you to do. That's what it means.
So that's what's different about the kid that runs around off of his father and he yarshens at the stake. That works.
Yeah.
Because there are eight.
Correct.
Show people the guy's friends and show people the nice courtyard he has.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have it. That's what I'm saying. The guy never... Let's try to figure out what this guy meant when he gave it to him for that purpose. Did he mean to give him any ownership?
No.
Okay, that's why it's not a present. He said, I'm facilitating you fellas doing an Avera. I'd rather not. Something about my solicitor. Yes?
If I give him a present, I give him $1,000 to tell him that I will make a Shema Brothers. That's the only thing you can do with it.
It's still a matzah. Okay.
There's a
Ferish
Mishnah on
Teichet. Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm trying to word the difference. There you're making a present on the condition you make a Sheva Brachas. I'm giving you $1,000 on the condition you make me a Sheva Brachas. Not yourself. On the condition you make me a Sheva Brachas. You can't do anything else with the money except make a Sheva Brachas for the guy. Right? That's the only thing he can do with the money. What's the Mishnah's case? Can hear you. Yeah. Right, so the way to try to explain it that is that it never becomes hers. It never becomes hers. That's why it's mutter. The question was Machkani Shagana by law. The Mara answer, I think the Rishbam over there speaks out, that it never becomes hers. She's eating his money. What he's saying is, it's not yours, it's mine, and you're going to be eating my money. But then she can do what she wants with it. So then it's hers. But if you all day in the Fanecha, if I believe correctly, the Rishbam there say, it never became hers. So I think the Ran over there explains, if I remember correctly, it's been years, that it means that it never becomes hers, it's that she's going to eat his food. It's never yours. I'm giving you this to eat from my food, from my thing. I think that's what the Ran says. I think the Ran's on the other page, if I remember correctly. Been a while. By the way, Nadar was the first Masechta that I finished. In my life. First Masechta I ever... Maybe I learned Megillah or Tainus, but the first Masechta that I learned and knew what I was talking about was the Dharma with the Ran. I learned it with the Ran. The first Masechta I ever learned. So, the Dharma is, I used the word sacred, but it was like the first Masechta I ever finished. Myself, that I felt that I finished the Masechta.
Israel?
Israel. What? Of course, a bacher. I mean, I was in 12th grade to Nadarim. I learned Bekiyas Masechtas, Maitan Masechtas beforehand, but they didn't have a program to finish the Masechta. You're learning, I didn't have it at that point. So the first Masechta, my father gave me a deal if I learned Gans Masechtas Nadarim, and with Iran, and I get tested on it. I learned Masechtas Nadarim with Iran, and at the end, he didn't get me tested on it. Yeah. But I was ready to be tested on it, yes.
I didn't understand what the other shows are talking about. I'm going to ask about that. I'm going to ask another scenario, maybe it's the same question. I don't know. If a person gives to somebody else's wife money on the condition she doesn't give it to her husband.
It's not like this. It's going to fake that.
Is that different than this?
Again, this is what this Gemara is going to talk about in the 11th parish.
Okay.
Obviously, there has to be a difference. If not, it would be a problem. If that works, who says that works? That's going to be a discussion on that Pesach. That's what Rabbi Schultz was talking about. And it is a discussion back over there. So I'm not willing to sue you now. Mr. Shem, we got 40 blocks to go. Be there.
I'm not
going to
remember to ask this question.
But you'll be in the Gemara. You'll know the answer. The purpose is not to remember that you asked the question. The purpose is to know the answer. And 40 blocks from now, you'll know the answer.
Can I finish asking the question?
Sure, you can finish asking the question.
Is there a difference between a person that's using the money for one purpose only, or is there a difference in a person who's
using the money for one purpose? Yes. The answer to that is a blatant yes. The question over there is, can you give a woman a present that her husband doesn't get?
That I realize.
That's the shayla over there. You can't make that condition because he automatically gets whatever he owns. You can't stop that. That's the machlokes. That's the sugya that they have. We're not learning that.
But what if she had it set up and she keeps?
Well, that has to be made before they get married. You know what I mean? That's their business. She can't get up one day and say, you know, I'm going to own all the stuff. Well, she could. Again, we're not learning that now. It's like we're really getting off the subject. Zogta Gemara Maisa Lister. You started off saying that you can give it to somebody and the friend can have anah. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. Then you bring me a story that you can't do it. Zogta Gemara Ksura Mechser Bachi Ktani. The Mishnah's missing a piece. Started off saying, if you have a friend that doesn't have what to eat, he can't have anah from you. You go to a third party, you can give it to him, and the guy can take it. The Mechiyach Saifat Chalasai. However, if the end of the story shows that it was never a present, Asr. And for that, we bring this story. And it was Saifa Mechiyach HaTcholasai, and therefore it was Aser. The end proved that it was never a present. Zogta Rash, Amai Mitzvah HaMudra, Kivin Shamadar Katsuchal, we did that already. Maisa Lister, Mikara Tana Deshari, Vaza Maisa Uvda De Aser. You start saying it's Mutter, then you bring the story that it's Aser. Mechiyach Saifa HaTcholasai, Shloisa Matana Gemura, Aser. Period.
What if this guy got very upset with the guy who
ended up
eating himself instead of giving it to the hungry guy?
So he gets upset. Nothing he can do about it. Not fair, it was done. He gave it to him. The guy has a right to do whatever he wants. Just like when you go to the company, he has a right to do whatever he wants. That's your, you took the chance. You gave it to him. Meaning you want to know, what if you gave it to him, then the guy does something else, and you blow your top. Does that mean you never gave it to him? Maybe. That'll depend on the next few lines in the Gemara. Maybe. Amar Rava. Lo yishanu, when is the Mishnah Aseret? Elda Amarle, that he told them, Ve'einan lefanecha, Elo k'desh yaveh ava. When he gave him the present, he said, I'm only giving it to you so your dad can come. That my dad can come. He explicitly stated that. Then it's a problem. But if he says you can have it, his purpose is that his father should come, but he's leaving it up to the guy. He didn't say, I'm only giving it to you for that reason. He said, I'm giving it to you. Now, he wants the father to be able to come. Right? Like, if you want to get my father, go get my father. I'm not. So that's mutter. It's only, according to the first lashon, when you explicitly state, I'm only giving it to you for that purpose. So then you're not giving it then. However, the lishna achrina says, Amar Rava, loy tema the time at Amar loy vein and lefanechu d'aser. It's not because he made that condition that it's aser. But if he says you can have it, and maybe my father will come and eat. No. My time is to dust him a chasas alav. You're not giving a guy a chasana, a whole meal, if that's not what you want. Don't say it's up to you. It's not up to him. You gave him a whole chas in a meal. No normal person gives away a whole chas in a meal and says, maybe you'll be nice enough to invite my father, and maybe you'll decide to call your aunt and clean it up. I'm sorry. That's not what the guy meant. The guy is clear. Look at the circumstance, not only at his language. The first lesson said he didn't tell him that it's limited. He was hoping that the guy will invite his father. But it wasn't limited. The second lesson says, the circumstance shows that it's limited. You don't give away your whole chasana that you prepared for your son if you didn't mean for only one purpose. Zakhtarash. Av amalei behem v'lev nechashia v'ayi b'midai. Tehud amalei. Talad amalei. Im v'tzaincha payas v'abba sheyachim chakya kapsalach. He meant, according to the first lesson, listen, if you want to get my father to come, I'll be appreciative. But it's up to you. The second lesson says, no, it's not what he meant. Nobody means this. It's a whole meal. You don't give away a chasana, and the guy has right not to invite your father.
Well, he gave money for the entire chasana.
He gave him the meal. It's made. It's done.
The meal, not for one person, but for everybody.
The whole chasana is here. He gave him the whole chatzar and the whole meal. Everything is yours.
And he gave enough for the price of one meal. Would that be different?
That would be my, maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. That's not the case.
But this is obviously.
This is what you might say. It's an obvious non-present. We'll stop over here because I don't want to get into the next sugya. We'll leave it for next week.